Good morning and welcome to our program, Our American Heritage. I am the host of the program, Arch Hunter, and it's our desire at American Heritage to explore in depth the American experience from its beginning to the present. Understanding American history and the history of this great nation is paramount in understanding who we are as a nation. So we're pleased to have back as our very special guests, Brian Gelsmacher and Jason Rouge. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you for coming back to the program.
Well, I appreciate you letting us back on after the last one.
Yeah, well, it's probably because I've run out of guests.
Straight from the bottom of the barrel there.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes you have to look up before you can move forward. So, Brian, welcome back, and thank you for coming. I didn't hear you.
All right. Thanks for having us.
And I've known these gentlemen now for several years through some of the classes they've taken through the Freedoms Foundation. Have enjoyed them both immensely. You can tell immediately for their great passion for America and the teaching of the American history. And it would be an honor for my kids if they were still of school age to be in their classrooms. So they have endeavored with a couple of new endeavors that they have kindly. I have worked my way in a little bit to be with them a little bit because of my respect and admiration for both of them. So if you would pick up where we left off in the last program, you were talking about the History Bridge Productions and what you're doing with that and how it is right now and where you see it going in the future.
Yeah, Brian, if I can lead off sure. About Larry's podcast.
Absolutely.
That's a good one. So we've got one that is fresh to the market. We're really excited about it. And honestly, this is the right audience that would really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's called Letters from My Old Man. It's a gentleman we've met who's done a lot of stuff with Freedoms Foundation. His name's Larry Sanji. We call him old Uncle Larry. And his life has been very interesting as we've gotten to know him. But his father was in the Army, I believe. I think it was Army. It might have been Marines, but I think it was Army. During World War II, stationed in the South Pacific. And he and Larry's mother, would write back and forth during the war. Well, all those letters got saved. So he has seven wow. binders full of letters between a soldier in the South Pacific and the soldier's wife, which are his parents. Mm. And so it's really interesting to hear... or to read about what Mike is his name, was doing and feeling in the South Pacific, but then also to get the mother's reactions to events and sharing things that were going on. And of course, sometimes it's got a little spicy where they're talking about missing each other, if you know what I mean. And in some cases, it was world events, like when FDR passed away. That's actually the very first episode of the series. FDR passed away, and the mother writes extensively about how she feels about this event. And the father says, he died. So anyway, the weather sucks here right now, you know? So it's just very interesting that dichotomy between where they stood on things based on the situations they were living in. And there's all kinds of letters back and forth and stories. And so what we're doing with that one is Larry gets on and he reads his dad's side of it. We've got another young lady that jumps on and reads the mother's letters. Hmm. And then at the very end, Larry comes back and gives a little bit of historical context about what was going on when those letters were written and why they might be feeling the way they were feeling. It's a really, really cool podcast.
Wow. And Brian, how were you able to discover this information and put it all together for a podcast?
You know, I have to give credit where credit is due. Freedoms Foundation. We met Larry three years ago. I'm not even sure anymore. Larry is one of those individuals that you just kind of gravitate toward. He has an absolute booming personality. I believe he's from New Jersey. So,
yes,
you know,
is.
Forgive him for that. No, but he's legitimately just one of the most interesting people you'll ever meet. He has a story for everything. He's one of those guys that could literally talk for hours and you probably would never be tired of hearing him. Mm-hmm. So he started talking to us several months ago about this opportunity and about these letters. And, you know, we told him kind of what we were thinking and what we were looking at doing. And he said, well, I want to be involved and I want you to help me kind of push these stories. And you know, we talked last episode about telling stories, and we feel like this is an excellent way for these stories to be told. And it's such a, as Jason said, it's such a cool concept. You just kind of have to hear it. It's really great.
And share with our listeners, please. And then I have a follow-up question of who else do you have working with you with the History Bridge Productions and their background?
Jason, go ahead and take this one.
No, you go ahead, Bryce.
All right. Well, we have the esteemed Arch Hunter and his Our American Heritage.
You just lost everybody to your
Well, I was going to make a bottom of the barrel joke, as you did earlier. But
please do. Please do. That's on the backside of the bottom of the barrel, believe me.
That's where you're scraping the sides.
That's right.
Something gets dredged up. No, yeah, you reached out to us, and we are more than happy to have you as part of our podcast network. Jason Rood, my esteemed colleague, has his Pyro and Fireworks podcast on our network called Pyro Talk, who just signed a title sponsor, his friends at Cobra Firing Systems, so that's awesome. We've got the On the Road video series and a podcast that's coming with it. It's kind of what we do, what we've kind of done since we've been together. It's kind of that places that you may not know about, cool things that we've experienced in our travels. And then the podcast goes along with that, kind of a partner project. I might have mentioned last time that we're moving into lifestyle blogs, home decor, organization ideas, and stuff like that. And that's done by our friend Sarah French, who we met also at Freedom Foundation. Let's see, who else is there? Jason's got another limited run podcast called Talking with Interesting People that he may be able to shed a little bit more light on. But yeah, I know we talked about this last time. We're looking for more. So Jason, maybe talk about from your perspective.
Yeah, so Talking with Interesting People is definitely a limited run, more like a whenever the heck we feel like it, something comes out. I kind of couple that with the sports broadcast. If I do Talking with Interesting People, I'll pull out about eight to nine minutes of that and use that at halftime of our sporting events we cover. And that means I get to go to the bathroom in the middle of the game instead of having to hold it to the end.
That's
it's dual purpose. What can I say? But anyway, that one, you know, everybody has an interesting story. We just have to go and find and draw that out of them. And so that's where that podcast kind of comes from and goes. And I've had a lot of fun with it. We've talked to some interesting people ranging from a traveling stand-up comedian to we had a sprint car racer here just recently, the North Pole Nightmare Baylog. Great guy, fun guy. I had a guy who builds wind turbines, you know, the like you see out in the open with the air blowing and generating electricity.
Yeah.
He did those. I've also had, I had Kyle Larson from NASCAR on once. That was a fun one. And we've had a few politicians, and I like to find just common people who have an uncommon story, but don't realize how interesting that story is.
Yeah.
And then another one that's actually coming up, like we said, we're bridging the past with the present. And in all different areas. So, I mean, I've got the Pyro Talk podcast, which has been a good one. We've got Cobra Firing Systems on board with that. Scott Smith is owner and the founder of that business. A huge partnership there, and I love working with him. And he's a fun guy. And it's a fun community to be around. Yeah. Pyros, they're not just, you know, people that are trying to avoid blowing off their fingers. They're good people, too. That's where that's at. But, I mean, one of the other ones I'm looking at, my color guy for our radio broadcast, big into dirt track racing, he said, hey, we should do something with that. I said, okay. He said, we should do it in the off season when there's, you know, the dirt track racing fans don't really have a whole lot going on because there's no dirt track races. We'll talk to all these people. It's like, okay. So, I mean, that's on the horizon, is possibly coming out. My wife actually is looking to start one here with her best friend, probably going to be something, we don't even know what the concept's going to be just yet. It could be pickleball. It could be women's issues. It could be being a parent. We just don't know yet, but that's on the horizon. So there's a lot of really cool stuff on the horizon.
And gentlemen, you both have referred to the Freedom Foundation during the summer and some of the workshops you've been through. And We know, all three of us know, me included, as being part of the Freedom Foundation, that it's that's not all to be all. We think our classes are good, and you know that we know as teachers we're oftentimes accused of, well, you guys teach 9 months a year and you had 3 months off, and we know that that's not one bit true, and I've seen I've heard you both express ideas about other classes and seminars that you've taken in the summer. So share with our listeners, please, what you had been doing during the summers to supplement or to continue your own education as far as traveling and going to these different classes. So Brian, which some of the ones that you have attended and some of the things you've learned from these different places and what you've learned?
So I'm relatively new to the summer professional development world. My first institute seminar was actually a 2-day seminar done locally here to where I am in St. Louis, at the Ulysses S. Grant National Historic Site, where his wife's parents lived and where he lived for a brief time, and that was really on just the use of primary source material, kind of directed at like his Ulysses S. Grant's experiences. It was the next summer that I did Colonial Williamsburg. Wow. And that kind of opened me up to this like entirely new world of not only people but places and experiences, and since then I've had the I've been fortunate enough to participate in virtual seminars through Ford's Theater, through the National World War II Museum, and then over the last few summers I've had the opportunity, the absolute pleasure, to spend a week in and around Philadelphia at Freedom Foundation. And I hope to continue to do that in the future. The programs have been fantastic. I've actually had this conversation with Jason a couple of weeks ago. I was in a master's program and I just kind of stopped. And my reasoning was, you know, I've got 240 something hours of history specific professional development. I've learned more in those 240 hours than I have in a master's class. I can appreciate and I can understand the need to know how to research and do like ridiculously deep dives into content. I totally get that. But to be standing in independent talk, to stand, this wasn't even professional development, but I actually had the opportunity to go to Normandy and be on the D-Day beaches in 2019, to stand in that place. That stuff that master's classes don't teach you, you know, that feeling you talked about last week with Jumonville Glenn, that overall feeling of something really intensely important happened here. I find way more value in that than I do in a master's class. No offense to all you master's professors out there, but that's just, you know, that's how I feel about it.
And that emotion, Brian, you agree with me, that emotion carries over into the classroom when you are teaching that specific topic to your students.
10,000% agree with you.
Yeah. And what was there something in your first workshop that you went to about Ulysses S. Grant that sticks out in your mind that you learned that you possibly didn't know before? I didn't know that about Ulysses S. Grant.
You know, for me, that first seminar was more about, I didn't really truly understand, it's going to sound strange, how to professionally develop myself, if that means, if that means anything.
Sure.
I was in it for immediately and only what can I take back to the classroom, which is great. And that's fine. And that's what I should be doing. So I learned about some specific documents. It's been so long. I'd have to refresh myself. Yes, I learned things, but there is a way to be a teacher in a professional development. And half of it is the content. Half of it is the networking. Half of it is the people around you. I find just as much value in the type of people I meet with the type of places I get to go to. It's just as important in my mind. So.
Great. And Jason, share with our listeners, please, the different ones that you've been involved in. Before you do that, listeners, I want you to realize that both of these gentlemen, they have families. They have children. They have wives, and they're spending time in the summer so that they can be better educated as historians, to be better educate the children in their classroom that what they're doing. So this is something that it's ongoing, and it totally throws out the window about teachers not doing anything in the summer. So, Jason, some of the ones that you've been involved in and some of the things that you've learned from the different programs that you have been involved in over the years?
Sure. I got started on the circuit in 2019, and I say that kind of in jest, but truthfully, you do run into a lot of the same people. It is kind of a circuit. Once you find out about it, once you're kind of let into the club, it becomes addicting to go, because you get the number one thing I get from these, and I apologize, it's not the content. It's the friendships, the networking, and the better understanding of places and people that I didn't know before.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a pretty homogenous area. We're all pretty much the same here in Northeast Iowa. So when I get to talk to somebody from New Jersey, I get to talk to somebody from Florida, I get to talk to somebody from California, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Washington, D.C., I get to talk to people from diverse backgrounds. It expands me as a person to better understand and have better context about the stories I tell. And so when my students ask me about, well, what's going on with this? Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to somebody about that specific mm-hmm. thing, lives there. And this is what they had to say about it. It's a much more authentic passing of information and explaining and work, answering students' curiosities. So where have I gone? I started out with the White House Historical Association back in 2016. And that was just, it was a whirlwind. I met 31 other people. It was their first national cohort they'd ever done, and it was a blast. And obviously the highlight of it is the tour of the White House. And when you do that one, you get one of the curators from the White House as a guide.
Wow. So
that
was
and then the year after that, I did Ford Theater, their Civil War Washington on-site one. And that actually led me to probably the most extensive one. I am a Ford Theater National Oratory Fellow and have been since the fall of 2017. It's not just about speech stuff. It's about being together and talking with people from around the country and just being better educators, sharing ideas. It's been career changing. In 2018, I went to Monticello and did their teacher institute, which was incredible. The access that we got to see with things was incredible. That's where I met Lindsay Randall, who is obviously a friend of yours and a friend of ours.
Sorry, Jay, we're going to delete that so you can continue on.
No problem. We can pull Lindsay Randall's name out of there from Arkansas.
Yeah,
but anyway, I met Lindsay Randall there, and then I had a follow up with Lindsay Randall in Williamsburg when Brian Geldmacher was in Williamsburg as well. Lindsay Randall was also there. So go ahead and have fun editing that. But anyway, and then since then, since COVID, things have gotten a little dicey. And most of what I've done has been with Freedoms Foundation. Of course, Arch, you led that traveling trip. That was the first trip I got to do after COVID. And I liked the programs and we liked the people that we were working with. So Brian and I said, hey, let's do Freedoms Foundation stuff. So that's what I've been doing mostly, except this last summer, I did apply for an additional one and got in, and it was the first national cohort, the first time that the 9/11 Memorial Museum in New York City did one. And that, my friends, was incredible. Yeah. If there's a teacher sitting out there listening, saying, hey, I want to do this, look up the Memorial Museum's website, check out their teacher institute. The people that we got to talk to, the stories we got to hear that most people don't get to hear was just incredible. I love it. I ended up going to NCSS, National Council for the Social Studies, as a representative of the museum this past November. It was a blast. It's a great community. They're awesome. I still rave about it. Brian is mm-hmm. to listen to me talk about it all the time.
And gentlemen, we have about 4 minutes left here. How does Brian and Jason, how does what you learn through these workshops or seminars or classes, how do you transpose that over into the classroom with different examples of that?
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You got it.
Well, you could jump in. It's about storytelling. You know, when you experience a great story, you want to share that with someone else. One of the most powerful things that I've experienced, right behind it is my experience at the Princeton Battlefield, was at Colonial Williamsburg. They ushered us into a jail cell and chained to the wall is an interpreter playing Nat Turner.
Wow.
And he does, God, it could have been an hour if it was any length of time. It seemed like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was absolutely captivating. His depth of knowledge, the way he approached it, his ability to engage, it was so powerful. And I went back and in the classroom that year, like next year, and I we cover Nat Turner, but mm-hmm. I was able to take so much more into the classroom mm-hmm. because of that experience. Mm-hmm. And again, that just barely inches out my experience in battlefield. Yeah. But
Another good one, and we'll tie it right back to Arch and what Arch has done for, I know, both of us. A lot of times when, you don't have necessarily a ton of in-depth instruction on it in college about Valley Forge, you hear, oh, yeah, it was really cold, it was really snowing, it was really tough. And we spent, obviously, Freedom's Foundation is at Valley Forge. And that was a big piece of what Arch did with us, is he explained to us that it wasn't just about that. It was more about the fact that there was mud and it was dirty and they undersupplied and everything. And so to come back and say, folks, it's not what you think it was, not quite what you think it was. In some ways, it was much worse. And that was a big piece of it, So to be able to take literally what Arch Hunter taught us and bring that back and change the context and give a better picture of the context, a more accurate picture of the context, is a big deal.
Well, that's very kind of you. I think I want to meet this guy that you're referring to, and maybe introduce him to my wife, because a totally different story. And gentlemen, I know that you know this because I've seen it. We've maybe not have talked about it, but you both have referred to this. At part of my genre to all the teachers is, history is a study of human behavior.
Yes, 100%.
We have got 100%. To know the stories to hook these kids in, to teach them our history. So with about a minute that we have left, gentlemen, share with our listeners again about History Bridge Productions and how they can listen. How can they get involved or listen to the productions and the avenue that you have to educate more Americans?
Absolutely. The first thing, the easiest way to find it all is to go to historybridge.net. That's historybridge.net. And that has links to all of the different projects that we're working on. There's drop downs with different projects. There's bios if you want to know more about the people producing stuff. So historybridge.net is the best spot. And then, if you want to hear that Uncle Larry podcast I was talking about, it's called Letters from My Old Man. And of course, On the Road is the video series on YouTube. You can check us out on YouTube. We'd love it if you like and share our Facebook page. And it's just History Bridge on Facebook. And we would love it if people would like and share that.
Okay. Brian, and last few words that you have, or did Jason wrap it all up for you?
Jason did a wonderful job. I will piggyback off of what he said by saying, if you have a feeling like you want to jump in on this and be a part of our network, reach out to us. We have a contact form on our webpage. We would love to hear from you. If you are interested in possibly sponsoring, we would love to hear from you. Historybridge.net.
Yep. Well, again, listeners, it's there. We all have the opportunity to absorb so much more knowledge and information. So, Brian, Jason, thank you for sharing with us, and thank you for letting me have a little part in what you're doing. I love your vision. I love what you're doing. I certainly enjoy the friendship that we have, and I look forward to hopefully having a lot more going back and forth and being able to work together in the future. So thank you for sharing with us about History Bridge and your backgrounds and your passions and what you're doing to help all of us learn more about America.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much again. Yeah.
Yeah. For the opportunity to come on and talk. It's always good to talk with you, and even better to laugh with you.
It is. We need to learn to laugh a little more, listeners, and we have been known to do that in our seriousness also. So thank you guys for coming. Bless you in your work. Bless you in second semester coming up, and hopefully you have a great second semester of school. So we thank you for sharing with us these past two programs.
Thank you, Arsh.
Glad to do it.
This is 1180 AM WFYL, working for your liberty.